Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day. Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kisisa, the 21st day of the month, in just 3 weeks to Erev Pesach, so we are getting closer. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit OU.org/call. That's OU.org/ALL. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Shalom Lubin of Congregation Shai Avat Torah in Parsippany, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Lubin slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 23, 121, and 130. As always, will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Monday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Lubin.
Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, as a parent of young children, one of the dreaded words we hear our children say from time to time are, I'm bored. I'm bored. There's nothing to do. And I think all of us over the past year since last Purim have had moments during the year where things have kind of slowed down and we feel a little bit like I'm bored. There's nothing to do. And the truth is, this is not a new problem. You know, the Jewish people, Am Yisrael, were in Egypt. We were slaves in Mitzrayim. And we were busy. We were working hard. We were slaves to Paro, suffering and going through all sorts of challenges. And with God's help, with Hashem's help, we came out of Egypt. And we traveled for 7 weeks to Har Sinai, to Mount Sinai, to get the Torah. So far, so good. And Shavuot, Hashem gives us the Torah. We hear the commandments. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, goes up on the mountain, and he says, I'll be back in 40 days and 40 nights. What were the Jewish people doing in the meantime? This was the first time in history that the Jewish people had nothing to do. They were waiting for 40 days for Moshe Rabbeinu, for Moses to come back down. What happens when they had nothing to do? What happens when people get bored? So when people get bored, they get into trouble. So they start hypothesizing. When's he going to come down? Is it going to be 40 days? Is it going to be earlier? Is it going to be later? Do you think he'll really come down at all? What if he doesn't? Should we have a backup plan? Should we have a replacement? Should we get a golden calf? And all of the events that transpire in this week's Parsha come about because the Jewish people were bored. They had nothing to do. And as a football coach once said regarding a curfew of his team at 12 o'clock, he said, nothing good ever happens after midnight. When people are bored, they have nothing to do. They get into trouble. And that's what happened to the Jewish people in this week's Torah portion. They were bored. They got into trouble. So what happened after Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the mountain with the second set of tablets? When Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, what did the Jewish people do? We start building a Mishkan. God tells the Jewish people, build a tabernacle, build me a permanent home. And it should be like this, it should be like that. In the past few weeks, we've read about all the details associated with the building of the Mishkan, with the building of a home for God. And in the Mishkan, in the temple, the Jewish people had an avoda. They had a service that was done every day. The antidote to the golden calf, the antidote to boredom, is to never be bored again, is to stay busy. And Hashem tells each and every one of us, build a Mishkan, build me a home. And in that Mishkan, in that temple, do the avoda, do the service every day as a Jew. A Jew can never be bored. There are always things we're supposed to do. We have daily davening, daily prayer. We have daily learning, daily chesed, daily acts of kindness. And a Jew's obligation in this world is to be busy each and every day. Truth be told, when our lives were busier, it was easy to be busy. But now that things are still kind of a little slow, it's up to us to say, I never want to be bored. I never want to get into trouble. I never want to run into the problems our ancestors faced with the golden calf. Hashem wants us to be busy. Hashem wants us to stay busy. And if we can do that in our lives, each and every day, being busy as Jews, doing Jewish activities in a busy and active and exciting way, then we could be certain that one day we'll be able to build the third Beis HaMikdash, the third temple, when once again we'll be able to be totally immersed in the busyness of the avoda, the service of the temple. May it be speedily in our days. I wish you all the good Shabbos. At this time, I'll recite the three chapters of Tehillim, Psalm 23, 121, and 130 in the Hebrew. Mizmor le David Adonai ro'i lo echzor. Binos deshe yarbitzeni almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yishovev yancheni b'magle tzedek leman shimo. Gam ki elech begeit salmaves lo irara ki ata imadi. Shivtecha umeshantecha, hema yinachamuni, taroch lefonai shulchan neged toreroi, ishanta vashemen roshi, kosi rivoya, ach tov vachesed yirdefuni, kol yemei chayoi, vishavti beveis Adonai, Li'orech Yamin. Psalm 121. Shir Lamalos Esa Einai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael Adonai shomrecha Adonai tzilcha al yad yeminecha yomam hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach baloyla Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha ne'ata v'yad olam. Psalm 130, Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli tihiyena oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Imavonos Tishmorya Adonai miyamod kiim chahaslicha leman tivarei kivisi Adonai kibzanavshi filidvaro hocholti nafshi ladonai mishomrim laboker shomrim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai Kiyim Adonai HaChesed V'harbei Imo Fidus V'hu Yifteis Yisrael Mikol Avonosav Misha Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yerape Es HaCholim Bavur sheyitnut litzdaka bavuram bischarze hakadosh baruch hu yimale rachamim aleihem lahachlimam ulraposam lahachzikam ulahachayosam v'yishlach lahem mehera refua shalema min hashamayim b'chol evareim u'b'chol gideihem v'sof shor chol yisroel refuat hanefesh u'refuat haguf hashta bagalo v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. Achinu kol beis Yisrael hanesunin batzaru v'shivya homdin bein bayam uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziem mitzara lirvacha u'me'afel aliyora u'mishibud l'gula hashta bagalo v'zman kariv v'nomar amein.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Lubin. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah to all of those in need will be answered, Latova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Moshe Schefter of Beis Medrash Mekor HaChaim in Chicago, Illinois. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, restful, meaningful, healthy, and safe Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.